Mayors, school board presidents, and other local officials held a news conference at the Capitol Wednesday, voicing their opposition to the governor's budget repair bill. The group, representing at least 20 cities, 41 towns, and 22 counties, have sent a letter to the governor asking him to remove the collective bargaining provision in his bill. Oshkosh Deputy Mayor Jessica King says because federal funds for public bus systems require bus drivers to be unionized, the bill will cripple her city's transit system.
It has the potential to eliminate one half of our bus routes in the city of Oshkosh, which 1 million passengers ride in a year, and that's a concern to us. The loss of $1.5 million to our city if this gets passed.
But Waukesha officials support the bill. Norm Cummings heads the county's Department of Administration. He says removing health care and pension benefits from the bargaining table will help the county balance its budget.
We definitely needed at least some changes from the strict collective bargaining rules, and we applaud that. You know, the things that are in this bill are certainly going to help. The one thing that I think we believe is unfair is to separate out the protective.
By protective, Cummings means police and firefighters. He says he'd like to see their bargaining rights restricted also, but Governor Walker's bill exempts them. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.